Thank You Show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Roos Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's for, you know, we've never said good morning.
We've never said good morning.
Nope.
Y'all have no manners.
You've never said good morning.
Yeah, you've
I'm
never said good morning.
I'm not a morning person.
I have manners. You know why? Because I just said it.
Yeah, actually, Tyler's the only one who has manners.
He had a point.
He had a great point. We're fresh off our 100th episode celebration, and we're back here bringing you the number one podcast show in all of Texas, the Brad Gilmore Show.
Why did you take the pillow away?
Because you threw it at my head.
I thought we were having a pillow fight.
When did I invite you to my pillow fight? I only have those
I initiated
on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings.
We all meet up at the rec center, and we bring our favorite pillows.
And you dress in your PJs?
Of course.
When was the last time you were
you know, you get straight out of bed. You don't even brush your teeth, do your hair or anything.
Uh-uh. No, so my hair's already done off top.
Well, you don't brush your teeth.
I don't. I do. I go in hot breath, and okay. I get my pillowcase. That actually is the Power Rangers from the 90s, like Mighty Morphin
You're
style.
You're such a child.
But I was doing the intro.
But
oh, man.
It was a 1,000 thread count sheet pillowcase. And, yeah, we go every Saturday morning.
Why 1,000? Why are you wasting that on
Power Rangers? It's not a waste.
No, I'm saying why are you using that to, you know, have a pillow fight, though?
Because
it's too smooth. It's too
it's
soft.
It's baller.
Huh?
It's just baller.
I guess so.
What do you want me to do? Like 10 thread count?
Yeah, dude. Leave some rashes on them.
Yeah. I like how Motai thinks. Motai's dirty.
Well, you had, like, why do you know so much about thread counts and pillow fights?
Because, like I said,
you
we
asking
do
me or Brad?
Every
because
Saturday
we're both
morning.
Talking about this.
Every Saturday morning.
Woohoo.
Huh?
Woohoo.
The community?
You have a community pillow
yep.
fight?
At large.
At large.
I can't. I'm so confused. Like
anyway, we hope y'all are having
I don't understand.
A good Monday morning. And if you're not listening to this on Monday morning, we hope you're having a good Tuesday afternoon or Wednesday evening
or night
or Thursday night.
You know, Thursday night it goes down.
Yeah, you know what happens on Thursday night when they put on that Brad Gilmore show at the Oz. You know, tabat. Ooh, it's gonna be a pillow fight in a different kind of way. Woo. What I'm saying, Peaches, is they make love to the sounds of our voices.
Ew.
You don't
that
want your voice
yours.
Being made love to?
That includes yours.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't think so, no.
We appreciate y'all's continued support.
If I knew how to sing.
That's cool. We appreciate your continued support.
Don't dismiss me.
Go subscribe to us on
He is such a jerk. And then he wonders why I'm hostile to him. Look how
we talk about Peach's hostile problems on the show today because she is hostile.
Fuck a hostile.
See? What'd I tell you? But thank y'all for y'all's continued support. Subscribing on iTunes, leave comments, listening to us on Podbean, sharing links, tweeting links.
Oh, I want to shout out the dude that won the Hullabalooza ticket.
Shout out to, what was his Twitter name?
D. I know it started with D.
And it had a 93 in it. We're sorry for not knowing your name, Brad.
I know his name. Shout out to John Carrera.
Shout out to John. I was going to use your Twitter name so you could
get
the juice.
He was the winner of the Hullabalooza tickets. But anyway, like I said, thank y'all for the continued support once again. And Motai, what do you got coming up, Playboy?
You mean shows?
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Anything?
So far, no, not nothing.
Nothing in K-Town?
Nothing confirmed, so.
Peaches?
You can submit your music to tatalapeaches.com@gmail.com.
Tatalapeaches.com.
That is not my email address. That's the website and the email. Put it all together and just come.
Just come?
Just come.
That's what you want. Y'all
can
see me.
As you send it to Peaches, you can also send it to me, too.
To DJ.Motai@live if you want it. To be featured on the Monday morning
music mix.
I have a couple things coming up. Y'all can check me, like I said, every Monday night at the Debonair Lounge Cafe 4212 with my Debonair duo brethren Tay Mitch, DJ King Henry, the Debonair Band, and other people. You know, we're gonna have a great Monday night tonight We have some special surprises for y'all. But Cafe 4212, 4212 Alameda. Also, the 24th of November, y'all can catch me, Stocks, Jay Howden, YB Juice, and a couple others over in Katy. I'll be hosting that show in Katy.
At Agave Bar.
Are you doing that?
What's up?
Are you a part of that?
I'm not part of it, but I mean, I don't know if I'm part of it yet, but I'll be there.
Okay, you'll be there.
Yeah, regardless.
Okay. But at the Agave Bar.
In Katy.
Yep. That's shout out to Young Truth for that. And I got a couple other things coming up, but I forgot all the dates, so I'm not going
to. I think that's kind of why I told you there's nothing confirmed
yet. Yeah, I forgot dates. But every Monday night, like I said, every Monday morning, hear the show. Every Monday night, see me live and in person and in living color at the Debonair Lounge, Cafe 4212. Oh, that's great.
Okay.
Really,
just interrupted. Yeah.
All right, we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Bragg and Moore Show on Demand. I want to give a shout-out to DayAtADream.com for this continued support and posting the shows and all that goodness. So we will be right back with our interview with Cam Wallace. Motai, play that music.
A wiki wiki.
Hey, yo, Cav, cut the lights down for me. Came back with another one. I came back with another one. Woo! Yo. I know what they mad at me for. Yeah. Pulling up in that new shit. What? Yo, bitch, looking through my peephole. All day I'm in beast mode. Yeah. Nice J's, my feet cold. Number one, no equal. Yeah. Fly nigga, no ego. But I got a big ego. Yeah. iPhone, no Evo. I'm a wild boy like Steve-O. Yeah. That spot mine, repo. You fuck niggas on the D-Lo. Yo, girl, like my C-Lo. Told her back it up. Yeah. We took two shots, free throws. And now we drunk as fuck and I'm trying to go home. You should think about it. With that head like. Your body so astounding, and you looking dead, right? And I know you want it, know you need it, why you flexing now? Let me be that one to come and beat it like a professional. Fly nigga, yeah, I'm elevated. Money getter, but I know these niggas hate it. My diamonds shining, look at the presentation. If King talking money, what the fuck you saying? 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 If we ain't talking money, what the fuck you saying? I'm shining bright like yellow diamonds. Yeah. All that came from rhyming, plus the grinding, perfect timing. See me on your TV, know I made it look so easy. Yeah. Told my mama I would make it. I said that when I was in Vegas. Now I'm better, better than black. Can't wait till I see the haters react. Yeah. Oh my God, who is that? You know my pockets fat. These niggas acting like hoes. These hoes acting like niggas. What? Somebody better come get them, man. I can't tell the difference. Well, I'm more than just an artist. Make these beats and I go the hardest. You are just the target, taking off and I just departed. On my fly shit, I'm in orbit. What I'm rocking, you can't afford it. I can't hear you cause that bullshit that you rapping is distorted, huh? Fly nigga, yeah, yeah, I'm elevated. Money getter, but I know these niggas hate it. My diamonds shining, look at the presentation. If you ain't talking money, what the fuck you saying? 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 If you ain't talking money, what the fuck you saying? Look, I knew I was gon' make it when I first started. Yeah. That's why I grind and never stop. Bitch, I go the hardest. Straight to the top. Yeah, that's my target. If your flow stupid, then my shit retarded. Pulling up to something foreign, call it a Martian. I be popping hella tags. This shit costs a fortune. The American pie, I want my portion. So I could pull off in that Porsche looking important. Running laps around these niggas in trucks with your horses. With these models, all of them are gorgeous. They are rose-colored diamonds.
call me a florist. I'm about my money, ain't it funny? They try to ignore this. Smoking fire got me higher, it's like I'm in orbit. Getting paper on the road, every day I'm touring. I do these hoes swarming, wanna fuck a nigga, but I'm no sucker nigga. I do this all the time, you can't tell me nothing nigga. What they saying, what they saying, what they saying. Bitch, we ballin' hard. We get money over here. Bitch, I'm ballin' hard. Swag. Rookie of the year. Swag. Diamonds in my chain. Look like chandeliers. Swag. If you not understanding, let me make it crystal clear. Swag. I cruise through my city. All black coat. Ain't no nigga fucking with me. You can't do it like I do. Nah, you be paying dues. I already paid. I'm on my grown man. Homes, I already shaved. Your girl love a nigga. Got her running like a slave. She wanna be with me, so you might as well walk away. I ain't thugging, but my niggas do. Yeah, they keep the pace. Fresher than some J's, you should go and ride the wave. Ripping up these microphones when I'm on the stage. Money, 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 all I'm trying to get is paid. Fuck you niggas saying, man, we on a different page. I ain't mad at my haters, everybody make mistakes. What they saying, what they saying, what they saying. Bitch, we ballin' hard, quickie at the end.
Love you loving me all time.
I love it though, baby, I love it though.
I bet you won't
Yeah. Nigga just sit here chillin'. Plottin' on a million, I just wanna live, Yeah. Try and do right. Get this money. Make this music. If I give y'all hits, I just wanna know what the chances are.
Love you loving me all time.
I love you, baby. I love you.
I'm
loving
you. I'm loving you.
Listen, I
can
hear
part
of money.
Listen, I do it for the money and the power. Rolling up the side work. Stacking up this paper. So high it can be a tower. Don't fuck around with these haters. Beats getting devoured. Eat it up, yum yum. One take, get the job done. I'm rolling around with my niggas 24/7 thinking about figures. Wait, all about my profit. CTF, we got this. Say you got it on lockdown. My side job is a locksmith. Flow dope, no hope. Balloon style, we popping. Be on some new shit. You be sippin' Nouveau. You be with that old chick. Who heard that? Just my new hoe. I'm chillin' with the stars, riding around in fancy cars. And I could never do it small, cause I'm too busy living large. Yeah.
I've been lonely, I'ma
count it all up. I'ma count it all up. That Bugatti, money's on my mental. Lounging with these hotties, dressing sharper than a pencil. Dress code be killing, money piled up to the ceiling. Lame niggas be hating cause I'm hurting all of they feelings. I ain't ask for nothing. Run all up in the building, better warn women and children going dumb. Yeah, I be illin', got that top shelf, top notch. Burn tracks like hot pots. Got your main bitch on my dick, she calling me her dado. Yeah, top 10, platinum shit. I be all in your iPod, they scream loud. Activist, you can tell I'm on my job, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? I ain't Jay or Ye, but I ain't too far behind. I'ma count it all up. I'ma count it all up. I'ma count it all up.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 101st edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. We made it. We made it past the 100 episodes, Motai.
Yes.
This is the first episode after those 100 episodes.
That's, you know what that means, right?
What?
It's a milestone.
It's a 100 milestone.
Yeah.
We've gone 100 miles. That means we've made it to Austin. Far is Austin?
No, that's a few hundred. Like, we made it from, like, Baytown to maybe, like, past Katy or something.
That's 100 miles?
It's, like, 50 miles. Well, no, actually, like, it's, like, you going from one side of Houston and back. And then,
okay.
And then, like, one more time, maybe.
So we've made it through the city and back with these 100 milestones.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing today, Peaches?
I'm good.
Peaches is somber.
I'm somber. What's trying to get my life together, as always.
People would, you know, who don't know what somber means, what somber means.
Tranquil.
DJ
it's like
Boca.
Yeah.
I'm like a soft rain.
And she's like a drizzle and not a thunderstorm.
I'm a soft rain. I'm not drizzling.
Drizzle and soft rain are the same thing.
Soft rain. No.
No. A drizzle is like a raindrop here.
It's a wannabe.
A raindrop there.
It's a wannabe drizzy.
A soft rain is where you know that it's raining.
It's straight sweat.
But you can still kind of stand outside because it's not raining that bad.
I get that.
So it's like a sprinkle.
She's at a sprinkle. She's at a, if she was a washing machine, she's a gentle cycle.
Something
or
like that.
Cycle.
Or
see,
whatever it is.
You know, Brad's been complaining. First he was, you know, complaining that. He's saying that I'm hostile now, and I told Brad, you
Peaches
know.
Peaches is hostile, y'all. I'm telling you, she's been bit by the hostile bug, because if there's such a thing.
But I warned him of this when I felt it coming.
Ooh, pause.
Pause.
I don't understand why I'm pausing, but okay.
You but paused, though.
You did pause. You actually had an actual pause. You didn't call the pause.
I literally
you just
paused.
In real life.
In real life.
I do think you've gotten a little uptight, Peaches. You're kind of
I'm not
going to
say that I'm uptight. I just think that.
You're ready to pootie tang belt whip somebody at a second.
Oh, God.
What does pootie tang belt whip mean?
You remember pootie tang, right?
No, I just think
off.
That I may not be as playful as a lot of other women in certain settings.
I don't think that's the problem.
Yeah, like, what do you
I think is you don't allow anyone to make a joke.
What if I don't think it's funny?
That you don't have to snap at somebody.
Who if
you're
I snap at?
Oh my God! You suck at telling jokes. Never tell another joke again. You jokey McJoke teller, bad joker.
I would never say that. Who if I snapped at?
You're a snapper. You're not a clapper.
Snap your fingers.
I haven't even been around people to be snappy.
Anyway.
We snappy, man.
And we made it through 100 shows. And last week we had Kirko Bangs, Diamond Dallas Page.
And Killer.
And Killer Callione on the show. And we talked to them. You know, just it was really surface level stuff. But we did give away some Hullabalooza tickets and some DDP yoga. And it was a good show overall. Great show. 100th show. And now we're moving on. And, you know, in this week that we haven't done a show, I've noticed something. I watched something on television that I normally do not watch. I watched Love and Hip Hop New York.
Uh-oh.
What made you do that? Because you used to be real anti that.
I'm still anti Love and Hip Hop New York, and I'm going to tell you why I'm anti Love and Hip Hop New York. But this is what I was watching. I started watching the new season. Are we good, Motai?
Yeah, we're good.
I started watching the new season of it. And there's a new cast member, Peter Guns, who, for those of you who don't know, is he is the father of Corey Guns, the rapper, who signed to Young Money. He was on, what was that song he was on with Lil Wayne? What was that called? 6 foot, 7 foot.
Didn't he have a reality show for a brief period of time
as
well?
Corey Guns did have a reality show on MTV, produced by Nick Cannon, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Peter Guns, his father, who was like a one-hit wonder back in the day, I think.
That's right, because Nick Cannon and YCMB went back and forth about signing them. And
yes.
Corey Guns wound up choosing Lil Wayne them.
Which, maybe not been the best move. But anyway, Peter Guns, is on this show, and he has an interesting situation, Motai. Would you like to know what this is about?
Yeah, because I don't watch the show.
Okay, so Peter Guns is living with his baby mother, right?
Okay.
Who has he has two children with, right? Uh-huh. Sleeping on the couch, mind you, but is living with his baby mother, right?
Hmm.
But he has a side chick. Can't remember her name.
Okay.
Because she was not that interesting to me. But he has a side chick.
Oh, I thought you were saying he can't remember her name. I was like, damn.
No, no. Sucks. No. Anyway, he has a side chick. Pick up your mic, Peaches.
I was listening to your story. I didn't want it in my hand.
You didn't want it in your hand?
If I wasn't doing anything with it.
Oh no. No.
Oh.
Anyway, Peter Guns living with this woman, side chick, right? Anyway, side chick starts to get kind of restless because she doesn't like being a side chick anymore.
So why would you be okay being a side chick?
Hold on. So let me ask Motai this. Motai, if you had a if you were living with your baby mother, right?
I thought you supposed to say if you had a bitch.
Your baby mother and you had a side chick on the side, right? Obviously, that's where the side chicks go.
She starts to get
little rambunctious, little rowdy. She wants to do something. She wants you to make a move, right? What are you going to do?
I drop them both.
You drop them both? Hey, I like that, actually. You drop them both.
So you're going to drop your baby, the woman that you've had a child with.
Two children with.
I don't know if, does he like his baby mama?
No, they're
on the
house.
In a situation like this, women's almost seem inadmissible.
I don't know what his situation is. Can I tell you what he did, though?
All right. What?
So you would drop them both. I would drop the side chick, try to work things out with the baby mama.
Okay.
Seems logical, you know? You know what he did?
What?
He married the side chick. He got married to her.
What the baby mama do? Because I would have blew
Wait, wait, wait. Let me tell you. He marries the side chick. Right, let me finish.
Okay.
He marries the side chick, still lives with the baby mama on the couch. Baby mama didn't find out about the whole marriage until the show premiered.
Wow.
I'm so confused.
See, if I were to marry one.
Wait, what are you confused about?
Go ahead.
How do you marry a woman whilst living on your baby mother's couch?
You go down to the Justice of the Peace.
Why did he marry her? Just to shut her up?
Yes. That was his actual reasoning. Because he was tired
so
of her.
So
becoming restless.
So he became legally tied to her?
Yes.
Well, I'm confused.
I don't think that was.
He is Peter Gunn, sir. You're an idiot.
See, if I were to marry
him. No, like, really, like, you're an idiot. Why, first of all, you have children and you marry someone other than the mother of your children. For your children's sake, you should have married the mother of your children.
Yeah.
Just for the way that legal stuff works. But you went out and married a bitch that was like, you need to marry me. Why? Who can't even put you up because you're still living on your baby mama couch? What the fuck is wrong with. Like, why?
Why?
I'm not really mad.
No, I
could tell.
I'm sorry, Peter. I didn't try to curse at you like that, but
hostile,
really, we need to talk about this.
Hostile
features. See, this is one of them times
look
where somebody
snapping ass.
Somebody needed to snap on him because I don't even understand.
What do you not understand?
Why and what light was it a good idea to marry your side chick? If the bitch don't know how to act, you need to leave her alone and find the one that do. That's the purpose of a side chick.
Let me ask you this. What is your view, Motai, on side chicks?
There's my view.
Huh?
There's my view.
Oh, you don't have a view?
No, I'm saying it's no like, comment. I don't think it would. It's a side chick. It's not even that serious.
I mean.
Like,
but no, what's your view on them in general? Do you think that.
Not would you have one.
Would you have a side chick?
Which one do you want me to answer?
Both.
Okay. I'll answer the view of it first.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, she's on the side. It's not a serious relationship. I don't think you should marry one.
No, that's stupid. Yes.
That's stupid. Now, would I have one? I don't know.
I to be honest with you, I would like to say that I could have a side chick, but I don't think I could have a side chick. I honestly don't think I'm that much of a deviant to have a side chick.
I think it
if I'm in a committed relationship, and even if me and this woman are on the outs, she's the mother of two of my children, and I'm committed on trying to get it to work, but I'm out here with another girl, and because she gets restless, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to marry her to shut her up.
No.
And then don't tell the baby mama about it until the show airs on VH1. What was your reaction? Well, I know he had to stay off of social media for 2 days because of death threats, all kinds of stuff. He wouldn't leave his house. Reaction to him was bad.
Because that's, honestly, to be completely honest with you, VH1 shouldn't have aired that like that. Because
kidding me, that's ratings.
I understand that, but at what expense? Because
that's true.
You gotta remember there's children involved, and that's just really not okay. Yeah. Like, you let a man embarrass the mother of his children who go to school, who have friends that watch TV, who have, you know, friends that have parents that watch TV, and you let it doesn't.
Are there four and like two?
You know what I'm saying? Like, he has seven children. You just let that. You know what I'm saying? Like, at what point are these reality shows gonna be like, all right, you doing too much? You know what I'm saying? Like, at what expense was all of that?
Some of y'all need to learn how to wrap that shit up.
It's not even that. Like, well, he some said of those, seven children. It's just like, at what expense is entertainment? Like, why is that even aired? Like, I feel like that's one of the things where it should have been like, nah, Oprah need to have this. Like, why? For ratings and for it to be talked about, but I just don't think it's okay. Like, I would have, I'd sue for slander or something.
I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure they have to sign, like, a waiver before.
But that lets you go in thinking, like, as a woman, you could not do that to
Does
me.
Does this make you trust men less?
I mean, I trust men less because I can see.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about a guy.
That's not a fair thing to say. I'm going to take that back after Brad finishes talking.
Okay. If I'm in a relationship with a woman, I'm a man. I'm still going to be looking at other women. Every now and then, if we're in a club or something, we're dancing.
Looking doesn't hurt anything.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Should I look with you?
I don't think there's anything wrong with dancing with another woman if I'm not out with my girl. If we're at a club, I don't think there's anything wrong with dancing with another woman.
What's the point going to a club in the first place?
No. I'm not going to say that because I feel like people get in relationships and then they shut everything off. You forget, like, you assume that when you're not with the other person that you can't go out and do social things. There's nothing wrong with you going and sharing a dance with someone. Like, if y'all, you know what I'm saying?
We're just dancing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's interaction. That's like going out and saying you can't talk to another woman. Like, I don't own you. I can't stop your daily functioning because you are married to me or we're in a relationship. It's one of those things where it's like, charming someone can easily come off as flirting.
Yeah.
So, in the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, with Brad. With some of the stuff, Brad is going to have to charm other women. That's just going to be the makeup of it.
I'm a charmer. I
mean, it's kind of the same thing for women in the industry.
You know, exactly.
You got to be flirty. You gotta kinda,
you know what I'm saying? You can't be hostile.
You can't be hostile. Because
when you're not flirty, then all of a sudden you're hostile.
Yep.
Because there is
hot and cold.
Yeah,
they're flirty or hostile.
Because there's no in-between ground. But I don't think that all men are like that. And I don't think that, you know, you should go into a relationship expecting that. I think that when you do, you kind of create it. It's kind of like the laws of attraction. Like, if you go in to something and be like, oh, I'm going to get cheated on, or I think that he has this, then you're going to eventually drive someone to that.
You have it in your head.
You know what I'm saying? Because you have it in your head. So, of course, like, I can sit here and say that, of course, I don't want to be in a situation where the person that I'm with has another woman. But I can't be naive to the fact that it happens and that I'm not above it happening to me. Because it's out there. So then that's when you start building all these situations. Under what light would it be okay? But at the end of the day, I would never want to be with someone where I have to make reasons for them to cheat on me. Because if you don't want to be with me, then don't be with me.
No, valid point. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a valid point.
Like, it's like,
what do you think? Let me ask you this. What all do you think? Because here's the thing. Men, we can't control our erections. Okay, we're going to get them when we have sexual contact. Hold on. When we have sexual contact, when we see something, we're going to get sexually aroused by it. You know what I'm saying? What do you think, though? Like, I'm not saying I don't think it's you can't have a physical relationship with another person. You can't have sex with someone else if you're in a relationship, obviously. I don't think you can kiss another person if you're in a relationship. Obviously, there's no finger banging going on in another relationship. All right, no jerking the cat.
Because that's at what level are you are you providing pleasure for someone who you're not with?
Robin Thicke was had that picture taken of him where he was out promoting his album or something, and he took a picture with a girl, and he had his hand all on her ass, right? And you could see it through the reflection of the mirror. It got out. Now, I haven't heard anything from Paula Patton about it.
I mean, what do you... But what is she going to say?
Isn't that kind of okay?
But what is she going to... She going to break up with him because he had his hand? Like, she needs to issue a statement. Like, what is? What do you want her to do?
Okay? Is it okay to grab another girl's ass when you're in a relationship? Is that cool?
I mean, it might not have been intentional.
No, it was intentional.
I mean...
No, it was... You look at it. He's on the...
At the end of the day, I'm not going to leave you because you grabbed somebody's ass.
So do you give a man a pass for that? Can he grab other chicks' asses?
How about this?
I don't think that's a fair... No, I'm not going to sit up here and be like, sure, you can grab other people's asses. I'm going to be like, well, what happened? I'm not going to be... It's not something for me to be upset about or to have a full argument of. I'm probably like, well, what were you touching her ass for? Well, did
you
like it?
Because I wanted to grab it.
Okay, well, you enjoyed yourself?
I like it.
Well, Brad, how about this? How about if it was the other way around to where, like, your girl was grabbing, like, another dude's stuff?
Like package.
Grabbing his package?
Yeah.
Completely different thing.
No, it's not.
Yes. I'm not really grabbing her from the front.
But you're grabbing an ass. Which
okay,
is,
look.
As far as equivalency of what
like
that is,
ass,
you know what I'm saying? As far as equivalency, that's the...
Not equivalent. I disagree. I'm not grabbing her vaginal region.
But you asked that question, like, what am I going to get upset if a man grabs another woman's ass, like... Is he handsy? Like, what are you saying?
Your chick grabbed another man's ass.
Probably not.
I wouldn't. So if I'm saying that's what I'm saying. That's the equivalent.
Yeah, it's
kind of a different thing. You saying
why? Women are attracted to butts. Women like a man with a nice little back, right?
Yeah, but us as men, I don't like my ass being grabbed and fucking.
No, I
grasp. I mean, but that's just the equivalent of the question. But that's
no.
I don't. It's one of those things where it's like
I don't like getting my butt.
You're saying it's equivalent because it's the same
body part. I don't dislike it though. At the same time, I'll be honest with you, I don't dislike it.
All right, Brad.
I'm not a fan. I don't dislike it though.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal.
But I think this all brings back to Peter Guns.
Oh yeah.
Don't marry your side chick. Men out there, pimps, players. Don't marry your side. Drop your side chick if she's giving you problems and find a new side chick. It's very simple. She came about very easily, obviously. She's a side chick. She's okay with being that.
Yep.
So you can find another one. Don't cuff her. Don't tie her down.
Nope.
And then Peter Guns, when he was asked about it, he said, well, it's not I married her, but it's just a piece of paper. That's all that means.
No, but you have to pay money. To divorce her, then she could take you for half your worth, if not all of it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just a piece of paper and symbology, but, I mean, you just tied yourself to something.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get
Peter Guns.
Peter Guns.
No.
Corey Guns. Corey Guns, talk some sense into Peter Guns.
I'm going to say, Corey Guns, get your daddy.
Because Peter's love gun
daddy.
Is shooting crazy.
Peter's
going. Peter Guns is going and taking his love gun and shooting up the club, if you know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying. But that was just one thing that's been in the culture lately. I just can't deal with that. I just can't do it.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of those shows, but just because some of the stuff.
That's why I kind of don't want them to come to Houston. I don't want you to exploit my city, Mona Scott Young.
I just don't.
Unless I'm in it.
I don't know. I guess it's one of those things where it's like one of those battles of how you want to be represented and how people think about you. And it's like, I just wouldn't want that light on me. Like, I'd be damned if somebody I'm with on TV that they know that I'm with embarrassed me like that. Like, you embarrassed the shit out of me. Now the whole world knows my business. The entire world can have a conversation about me because you did it.
Just like how we're having a conversation.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that I don't ever want to be a victim of, I guess. It's like, not about personal stuff. Like, you couldn't have told me that at home. It's like, it used to be the equivalent of taking somebody on a talk show, like a Maury Povich before Mobile Povich was what it was right now. Like, that's something you confessed there. And it was like a big thing. Now it's, it's for ratings and for money and appearances. Sure, exploit me. Now I charge $5,000 to come to your club. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever.
They're making money off of that stuff.
It's, but then it's like, at what expense? Like, at what expense?
No, not the good expense. Like Stevie J. Like, I mean, a lot of people look at him like an ultimate pimp or whatever, but it's like, your reputation is sort of torn. You know, Stevie J did records for the Notorious B.I.G. Like, he, like, such a respected producer. And then, you know, now he's kind of looked at for being the guy who has, like, the chick on the bus or whatever and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, with that being said, we're going to take a break here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, and we'll be back with our interview with Cam Wallace. Peace. And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Right now, Peaches has a special guest on the phone, Mr. Cam Wallace. Peaches, take it away. Introduce our guest.
Hi, Cam. Have you ever met Brad before?
I never met Brad before, but I have Instagram and I see him on there.
Yeah, we're social media friends.
Yeah, social media friends.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we want to thank you for being available, you know, with such short notice for coming on the show. We really, really appreciate that.
Oh, that's cool.
So we, you know, basically, I've been seeing your name a lot of places lately, and we were trying to see, you know, what was up with that and what you've been working on.
Well, yeah, I actually been producing a lot of records for people. You know, things are moving pretty crazy right now, but, yeah, I got a lot of good things happening for me at the end of this year, and hopefully for 2014, I keep the ball rolling. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep it going, producing records for different people and different artists out there in the game.
So recently you have some stuff on Omarion's Care Package 2?
Yep, yep.
Talk about that. What all do you have on there?
I did two records. I was blessed enough to actually be on this project two times. I did a record called Too Much, and I did a record called Diamonds and Hennessy, which both of those songs are crazy. So it's available for free download right now. So if people don't have it, please go get it. Care Package 2 with Marion. Shout out to the whole Maybach Music team over there. So yeah, that's really what that is. Two great records on a great project.
How did that come about? Like, how did you get those to him, or how did that happen?
I actually have a friend who's a songwriter out in L.A. His name's Micah, super dope songwriter. And I just would be sending Micah beats all the time. And he's cool with Omarion, so like his whole crew runs with them. So it was real simple, just sending him records, and then eventually he wrote something to one of them, and it landed on Omarion's project. And then the Too Much record happened in Atlanta. My homeboy, what's his name? I always forget his name. I know that's horrible and it's bad. But anyway, huh?
I say he must be a really close friend.
Yeah, I always forget his name. C.J. Hilton, boom, there it is. He's actually an artist too, C.J. Hilton. He wrote Too Much, and I made the beat, and it was just like I sent it over to my people, and they made the play happen.
Now, for those that are unfamiliar with you, you produce and you rap, right?
Yes, I do. I'm an artist as well.
So, kind of tell people how you got started, because you're originally from Houston, but now you're living in Atlanta. And, you know, kind of tell people how that happened for you.
I started making beats really just because I didn't have enough money to go buy the beats that I wanted at the time. So this is, like, way back in, like, middle school days or whatever. I always knew I wanted to, you know, be in the music business. And, you know, just went around making beats, trying to figure it out. And I realized quickly that, you know, I just had to, you know, move around and go places. And through traveling, I ended up in Atlanta. And once I got here, I just linked up with the right people. And, you know, plays started happening, you know. So just moving around, really, and never stopped believing in what I was doing. It's kind of what got me to where I am now, being from Houston, Texas. I'm definitely trying to put on for the city in, like, a whole new way. You know, I want to embrace all of the new young producers out there to just, you know, think outside of the box and do something different, you know, and still hold on to the culture at the same time.
So do you identify more with being a rapper or with being a producer?
Right now I think I'm more in producer mode just because I'm trying to ride that wave. You know, I'm always working on, I have a project actually completed already. I'm just trying to wait for the right time to drop it. Cause I definitely want it to, I want to be more relevant and, you know, I don't want to just throw music out there and nobody knows or just my friends go get it and support it. I want the world to actually embrace what I do. So
you don't even send me music anymore. You used to send me music. I don't get nothing.
Oh man,
he does me. What's funny is actually, I think I just got Cam's number again yesterday, and I've known Cam for about like for almost like 2 years now.
He got brand new on you, Peaches.
He did move to Atlanta, start getting placements and stuff. Got too big, nah. You know what I'm saying? See how he
it's
do
definitely me? Not like that. It's definitely not like that.
He got bougie in Atlanta.
He got bougie in Atlanta.
Nah, I definitely didn't get bougie. But we do always play phone tag, though.
Tough, like tough. So you have, I know I saw something with you with B.O.B.
Ah, yeah. I have a record out right now called All I Want by B.O.B. It's this single off his project, Underground Luxury, that comes out December 3rd. I want to say, don't quote me, but I think it's December 3rd. Super dope record. Once again, just being out here in Atlanta, right place, right time. My homeboys Planet Six wrote the record, and we pretty much through working with them, it got to B.O.B. And then boom, the rest is history. He cut it, and now it's a single. They're shooting a video for it right now. It's crazy.
That's awesome. So, do you think that you've had more success while you've been in Atlanta than you did while you were in Houston?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's just because, you know, the industry is here. You know, Houston, I mean, Atlanta is pretty much like Black Hollywood to me. You know, you go out to L.A. and you can get a lot of work done there because the industry is there. Atlanta, the industry is here. New York, you know, you have your core cities that just where the industry is. But I think if Houston has so much talent and we have so many gems in the city, you know, that's part of what my goal is. It's, I just want everybody to know right now from Houston that I am from Houston and that I do plan on trying to bring something to my city, you know, where I'm from, because I know that it's super dope people and super dope talent out in the city. You know what I'm saying? We just pretty much don't have a lot of the outlets that we need. So
with
you, but Atlanta, you know, huh?
Go ahead.
I mean, Atlanta, you get a lot of work done, but yeah, you know, I've had more success here just because the industry's here.
Well, that's, you know, they say that you have to leave home to get home out, you know, because it's hard to get stuff done here, which is a little unfortunate. So, you know, do you still, you know, are you collaborating with anybody that's out here, or how is your connects out here still?
Definitely.
But who are you messing with out here?
The artist right now that I'm actually looking at who's just really dope to me. I've just kind of been watching his steps and watching his moves. Y'all, I know y'all know him. His name is Stocks.
Oh, that's Brad's right-hand man right there.
Yeah, he's super dope. I've been communicating with him on some stuff, so we might get some things going on in the future. And me and Kirko have been working on some things, so hopefully we get, you know, get that music out to y'all, you know. And I definitely want to work with a lot of Houston artists. I think it's just because I'm not home. If I was home, I would probably be doing way more.
When was the last time you came?
Last time I was in Houston was actually last month, but it was like really quick. I was there for like 3 days. I was coming out there to support my sister. She was doing something.
Oh, that's tight.
So I really didn't get a chance to just move around how I wanted to. But I'll be out there for Christmas and all of that.
Okay. So of all the placements that you've done, what has been your favorite one?
You said placements?
Yeah.
My favorite one will probably be the first one. The first placement I ever got was Upgrade You by Beyonce.
That's
so,
right. Talk about how that happened. I don't think a lot of people even know that about you.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. I think that's my favorite one just because it was such a, just like for that to be number one, it was just like, wow. Just a huge blessing in my life, and it kind of started everything, because I really still at that point wasn't trying to be a producer. I was just like, oh, okay. It just kind of happened. It was weird.
So how did it start from you and then get to, who did it get to next, Swiss? Or how did that process?
Well, the beat, actually, I made the beat at my, when I was still living at home with my mom. I made the beat, and at the time, I was managed by this guy out there in Houston named Clinton. And he was really good friends with Matthew Knowles, so that was kind of like the way it got over there to that whole world, the whole Beyonce world, was through Matthew heard it. And then they liked the beat and was like, it's crazy. So I'm still at home like, all right, cool, whatever, kind of like not believing any of it because I had already been through so much in the music industry that I really didn't get happy about stuff. I kind of just, all right, cool, whatever. And he hit me back like a week later like, yo, she cut the record. And then he played it on the phone for me and I was like, whoa, it's crazy.
And then you had, I know you had one with Yellow Wolf with the Daddy's Lambo, right?
Oh, yeah, Daddy's Lambo. That was a really great record, too. I did that with my homeboy Drama Beats over at Young and Reckless, Fantasy Factory, MTV's Fantasy Factory. Me and him got cool through one of my homeboys from Chicago, and he's a skater. Yellow Wolf's a skater. He played the record for Yellow, and he cut it, and it was on his album.
That's awesome.
Super dope. Yeah, it's a great record, though. I love that song.
So what's your, out of all the, you know, the stuff that has dropped with the Drake and the Yeezus and with the Jay-Z, what's been your favorite project that's came out?
I have to say Drake. I'm like, a lot of people probably would contest that. I don't know, but I feel like he put together a really great album. Like, it really flows. Musically, I get it. You know, I actually would love to work with the whole OVO team over there. They got some really dope things happening.
So as a producer, how would you classify, like, your sound? What kind of sound do you think is indigenous to you?
For me, I always try to keep it H-Town. Like, I kind of, my style is a little bit slower. I mean, of course, from where I'm from, hard drums, like, I love my drums to just not, you know, heavy 808. So I just want you to feel it. Like, I want you to feel the music, but still have that melody and that melodicness to it. So for me, I think it's just a mixture of Houston, the culture of what we do. So I like to slow things down. Like, I always start at a slower tempo, and if I need to speed up, then I will. But I pretty much like to keep it in that slow round and just build it, you know what I'm saying? So my style is just, I guess, still good music, if I could sum it up.
And if you could work with anybody, who would you work with?
Right at this moment, I would say Drake.
Jermaine.
Yeah, I will work with Aubrey.
You want to work with Aubrey? I want to work with Wheelchair Jimmy. That's that's my guy.
Yeah, that's probably, he probably makes way better music than Aubrey.
Oh, he shits on Aubrey. Wheelchair Jimmy, he would walk all over Aubrey, no pun intended.
Now, Cam, I follow your Instagram, and you something like a male model on here. So what you be doing?
You said what?
I follow you on Instagram, and you something on here like a male model doing all this posing.
Yo.
What's your fashion style?
I mean, I just like clothes. That's pretty much my thing. You know, some people got, you know, they like cars, video games, whatever. Like, I like to shop. I'm really into clothing and fashion and just, you know, I like what I like. So, as far as the Instagram pictures go, I don't know, you know. I just be styling sometimes.
What's some of your favorite brands, or where do you shop at?
You got to capture those moments.
What's your favorite brands? Where you shop? Where you spend your money?
My favorite what?
I said, what's some of your favorite brands? Like, where do you shop?
Where do I shop? I still do a lot of, like, thrifting and stuff. I like a lot of vintage stuff. Favorite brand? Who do I like right now? I like Pyrex, and Pyrex is pretty cool. I like the whole Ben Trill thing, being as that I'm from Houston. So, yeah. I don't know. I don't think I really have a favorite brand. I think I just kind of like different peaches. When I see what I like what I like, so I don't know.
That's how I would have answered that question, because I don't really pay attention to brands that much. Does it match? Can I find something that goes with it?
Right, that's my whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, if I see something and I like it, I'm like, okay, let me grab that, let me grab that. But, I mean, I really do like what the whole Ben Trail and Pyrex, I like what they're doing right now. It's pretty youthful.
Man, I care about brands. I was listening to Ye yesterday.
He a label whore.
And Ye was talking about, what'd he say? I think it was on Glory, and he was like, I was whipping my mama Volvo, spent all my money on clothes with logos. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Logos.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy, Cam.
I am not a logo hoe. I don't need no logos.
Yo, Brad is the shit. I don't know if I can cuss on this, but...
You can cuss. This is why Brad thinks I'm hostile to him, because I don't ever be pumping Brad up, and Brad get pumped up by everybody else.
Let Cam finish. He said, see? Brad is the shit.
See?
Yo, I was watching... My first actual, like, introduction to who you were was, like, I was on Instagram, and I seen this video, and it was like, you start saying all these different things, like... You are the something-something loafer-wearing.
The loafer-wearing Ric Flair and good hair having entertainment world champion.
Bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I support that.
I appreciate
Peaches,
you.
I support that.
Don't hate Peaches.
I'm not hating.
Just get you a rhyme, Peaches. That's all you gotta do.
Make me one, Bradley. You're the rapper.
Get you a rhyme, Peaches.
I'm not a rapper. I don't rhyme.
I'm gonna make you one. I'm gonna make one for you, Peaches.
Yes. Finally. Finally.
I got you.
Well, you know, like I said, appreciate you being available on such late notice this fake Monday morning.
Hashtag fake Monday morning.
But tell people how they can reach you, your social networks, you know, all of that.
I'm really not heavy on Twitter anymore. Like, I have one, but you can follow me on Twitter, at CWallace85. My Instagram is at BlackGoldKing. Abbreviated BLKKING. BLKGLDKING. My bad. Black Gold King. And yeah, that's how you can find me. You'll probably see, if you follow me on Instagram, you will see the stylish things I do.
Oh, stunt. Stunt.
Yeah, stylish. Just ragging on them. Out here thugging. Well, we appreciate it, you know. And we appreciate everybody tuning in.
But before I leave, I just want to let everybody know, just back home, that I really love my city. I do all of this for my city. I really just want to get all of the young people who do music. I don't care what you do, just never stop. That's my whole message, is that I wouldn't have got to the point that I'm at now if I would have quit. I just kept going. And it's still new for me. It's still kind of early, but... I'm working, so you just got to keep working and never stop. And don't let nobody detour you from what you're trying to do. All right, that's it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, Cam, man. We're going to have to get you in studio sometime soon.
For sure.
All right, man. We'll appreciate you.
All right.
Peace.
All right, I'll holler at y'all.
Bye.
All right, man. Peace.
All right.
Well, that was Cam Wallace, Peaches, another show in the bag.
You know, you got to admit, I'm pretty darn clutch.
I rock with you, Peaches. Even though you're hostile sometimes, I rocks with you. All right, but that's been this edition of the Brad Gilmer Show on Demand. We got to talk to Cam Wallace. We got to talk about Peter Gunn's whole issue, a little bit about everything Love and Hip Hop related. DJ Motai got us a good mix, got us a good break. You know what I'm talking about? Motai's the man. That's my guy. I'm jazzed up, Peaches. I got a good phone call a minute ago.
I need a good phone. You know, maybe that's my thing. I haven't gotten any, like, really good news in a while. I haven't gotten anything exciting in a while.
Hey, you got to get out there and make it exciting.
Yeah.
So, anyway, with that being said, we appreciate y'all tuning in.
We do.
To the Brad Gilmer Show on Demand. Follow Peaches at Tatala Peaches with a Z.
Go to TatalaPeaches.com, because by the time you hear this, it should be revamped, and I'm so excited about it.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Brad Gilmore. Go to Reality Arrest.
Don't follow Brad on anything. We're going to have an anti-don't follow Brad, follow Peaches.
Hey, my Instagram lately, killing it. I've been on a sauce fest, all right? Don't interrupt my glory days.
Fuck your sauce fest.
Anyway, but we have Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Brad Gilmore. If you want to know more about Reality of Wrestling, Booker T, follow him. Go to realitywrestling.com. Debonair Lounge every Monday night. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Dude, don't sing.
Now it was June when you came my way. Summer day, small waist and pretty face. Body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves. So you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had to do vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you were the dinner before you turned off lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, don't hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Loving you ain't hard. Did it from the start.
Got it, baby, just like the comic code. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from demons. Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explains why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight miss ya. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear to stay and gang crazy like it's Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. And that's a couple dates. See, these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are. You got it. We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.